Back again.
Okay.
We're back. The Hi, illest, guys. The realest, and the 757.
The trillest.
Black Hearts Club Radio.
BHC.
Is welcome. Back in effect.
Dun dun dun. What's going on, y'all? What's welcome back to Black Hearts Club Radio. You
know, welcome.
Uncut and raw.
Mm. Ooh. In the mix. Mm. You are now in the mix. So everybody go ahead and reintroduce yourself, you know.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Oh, right. I think Blossom should go first.
All right.
I'm going to introduce everybody. Fuck it.
No, we can do our own.
Coming up first. We have... The baddest.
Oh!
The baddest influencer on Instagram.
Baddest influencer.
She's climbing into your window. She's snatching your nigga up.
Oh! She's looking for a new nigga.
She's looking for a new nigga. Every day. She's gonna find her a new nigga.
Hopefully.
Yo, nigga, so you better lock him up.
You better watch out. Coming to the stage, we have...
It's
Blessing!
We're back again with BHC. Glad to be here.
Woo!
Yeah.
Coming up next to the stage, we have the bad and bougie, the posh monster herself.
Oh my god.
I don't know what you Millie rocking for because I ain't talking about shit.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
The fashionista.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that is her.
The I'm a boss, you a worker bitch.
Lisa, literally.
Literally, I'm a boss, you a worker bitch. Marissa, a.k.a. Cozy Rich.
Yes. Hi, you guys. I'm back.
She's back.
What a vengeance.
Ready to be politically correct.
Yes.
On that ass. Coming up next to the stage.
Drum roll.
You see the green hair from a mile away.
Who is it?
Who is that?
Who is she?
She's gnarly. She's wavy. She's artsy. She paints. She blogs. She dances.
And I paint up your click.
Hey.
And she'll paint out your street.
Okay.
Coming to the stage, we have gnarly CJ.
What the fuck's going on, guys?
Hi, guys. Shit, nah.
She y'all know the fuck going on. Now with CJ and this bitch.
Gang.
Okay, but who's the one speaking right now?
And then we have me.
Coming to the stage, I'll do hers.
Okay.
Coming to the stage, we have the most black hearted bitch you'll ever fucking meet. She's the darkest soul, baby bat bitch, motherfucking goddamn event curator, goddamn blogger, goddamn. Podcast.
All you bitches want to be like me. Bitch.
All you bitches want to be like her. Goddamn. Coming to the stage, we got motherfucking baby Blackheart. Goddamn.
Hello,
Chrissy. What's the fuck's good,
y'all? What's up? I'm glad to be back. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be recording again.
It's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Loving the feeling, loving the feeling.
Yeah, we're loving the feeling. We're loving the feeling. So I feel like a good way to get back. But I don't know. We gotta catch up our listeners.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll go around the table because we need to know what new projects everybody been working on. What's new with everybody? I know some of us have clothing lines coming out. Some of us have websites coming up. Some of us have stores opening. So. Blessing.
Well, hi guys. Nothing much has changed, to be honest. I'm trying to be more consistent with social media and making content.
That's right.
Hopefully. But yes, hopefully. January. Maybe I'll have some clothes out for everybody.
Yeah.
And the name is very eye-catching.
It is.
Very.
It's called Virgin Whore.
What made you pick that name?
out. I was just eating. And then all of a sudden, this name popped in my head.
God gave it to you. Yeah, yeah, it just comes like that sometimes.
Unfortunately, I don't know if it's a sign, because I was in a whore when I was a virgin. But that's not even the meaning. Anyways, yeah, that's what y'all got to look
for. That's what y'all got. That's what y'all got.
Yep.
Okay. Marissa?
You know, I've been working on depression. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my
God. I feel like we've all been working on that.
I feel like we've all been working on that.
We just crawled out of our boxes.
I feel like we all can say exactly.
But no, like, I've really been, like, sticking to myself, trying to curate whatever I want to work on next. Once I have more updates on that, I'll let y'all niggas know.
Oh,
CJ.
Well, I've been doing a lot of things, mm-hmm. dabbling in a lot of things, just, you know, trying my hand. But I have my website up.
Yes. Everybody, make sure you check that out. Yeah,
it's still under construction, but it's up. It's there.
What's the name of it for people?
It
to
is
know?
www.itsgnarlycj.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah, from there, I'll be releasing all the other surprises mm-hmm. that I have been working on.
Okay.
My surprise will not be in January. Because we're gonna find us a sponsor. Okay.
Right.
But yeah, it's just a lot of things in the works, just hoping that everything comes out right in the right time.
Okay. Yeah, the date I'm working towards is trying to get out some new stuff by February 2020.
All right, well, so. I'm in March.
Okay. Christian, I April. March. That's a good way to do it. I like it.
All right, now, what about you, Chrissy?
Yeah.
I've just been working on my birthday party.
I'm excited.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's gonna be fun. I'm trying to throw the birthday party to end all birthday parties, honestly. Like, I don't want to hype it up, but I'm really trying to, like, do that shit. Because I ain't had a birthday party in a minute. And my last birthday party, it was okay. Like, my last birthday party was okay. We were in Origami, but the main thing I remember, I was in tears. And I don't want to be in tears.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, like, it was overwhelming as fuck.
I'm sorry. That was a very funny day. Like, looking back, yeah. I can laugh at it, but that was horrible.
Like, I'm trying to be in my element on my birthday this year. Because that was, like, that's what I was supposed to do. But, like, I want to do what I want to do this year. So, mm-hmm. and maybe still go to Origami. I'll probably still go to Origami, but y'all know I want to be somewhere where I can do what I want to do.
Absolutely.
So, I want to have, like, all the rappers and artists that I like come and perform the songs that I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just come, like, get drunk, dance. It's really not going to be too much structure.
Thank God.
I just want everybody to have a good time, for real. I want it to be hella pictures, hella liquor, mm-hmm. hella drunk.
Are you going to be the bartender? Yeah.
I don't know. It depends. Like, I really, honestly, I just want to chill that night. Like, if anything, true. I just want to stand at the door.
I'll be your bartender.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking, like, dollar shots of gin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, because I don't really want to be doing too much that night.
Seriously, though.
So... But I just wanted to be hella people, like, everybody's invited. Just don't bring no drama.
Don't bring no coke either. Do that in your car.
Please.
Like a civilized person. I don't want to see that.
I'm trying to get skateboard ramps outside.
Oh, that's lit.
So everybody can bring their skateboards.
That's lit.
I'm not going to say where, but it's going to be a place that is conducive to all of that. Okay. But, yeah.
I'm excited, too.
We have had a couple events over. We had a few events in summer.
Yes.
We had we started off the summer with the re-up too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We haven't recorded our episodes.
Wow. Okay.
We started the summer with the re-up too, and that was in what? Was that May or June?
I want to say like early June.
It was May.
May?
Because we had our anniversary show in June.
Yes, yes, yes.
So shout out to everybody who pulled up to that. Uh-huh. We had our third anniversary show, Off the Wall 3.
Ooh, I love that show.
That was
that
a
show
good
went
one.
Crazy.
That was a good one.
And last but not least, we had Fucked Up. And
that was a show.
That has to go down in the books.
That was a show.
Because honestly, they put the Naughty List flyer on the wall at Charlie's. I wish they would have put that flyer on the wall.
Exactly. That's a flat. Right there.
That's a historic show. Like, if you seen the video,
different shit. Oh my man. God.
Man.
We gotta bring that back.
I miss that energy.
We gotta find a place.
Yes, we do.
You mean the one where everybody?
Yeah, we had the donut.
That one was crazy.
That show was crazy, but I really want to get back to that energy. Like, I really feel like once we get back to that, everybody will be okay.
Yeah.
Because those were some good ass times. Like,
all right, so for the next one, just tell people to bring that energy, but you know, civilized.
But you know, that energy, it came with pros and cons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But we do want to shout out Charlie's for always showing us love.
Always.
I do want to shout out our guy, Drew.
Oh, Drew.
We're the ex that you love and keep in contact.
Yes. We are broken up now, but we are still friends.
Maybe even friends with benefits.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Because our flyer is definitely on the wall. So thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
They put a remodeled Charlie's. Well, they're in the midst of remodeling Charlie's.
Wow.
And they have a wall of all the flyers for the shows that have been there. And they put us up there. And I was
pleasantly surprised.
I was like, wow. Yeah.
But Check us out in the right corner by the mirror.
Yes. Our favorite spot, actually.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. We're up on the Wall of Fame in Charlie's.
Ooh.
So, I'd say we're legend status now. Legend status.
I would agree.
Not too many. We don't book hella artists,
not
though.
Not many can be on that level.
So.
Yikes.
Yeah, we didn't really attend that many shows this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because The shows were lackluster.
Very.
It was like, but I didn't know. I didn't. Honestly, nobody really had anything this summer.
No.
And what was had wasn't worth going to. Yeah.
No, I did go to a few things that were good. I went to a show last week. I forget this young man's name. But no, it was a very good show. His EP is called Breathe. I want to make sure I get his name right because he's such a good guy. Yeah, his EP is called Breathe or Don't Forget to Breathe.
Oh, I seen it.
Yeah, and he was in the bars on I-95 Cypher along with Era Hardaway, Al Doms. They also did a very good job.
About, but I just can't put
somebody find this young man's name because I really want to shout him out. He's very inspiring. He's a very inspiring individual.
Yes, we will try to find this young man's name.
I keep saying young man because I don't even want to call him nigga. Like, that's how much respect I got.
Tyler Donovan.
Okay.
Oh, please check out that man.
Go on
his Instagram.
Let me pull up his Instagram, you guys. It's Tyler Donovan, DONAVAN _. So,
and what's the name of his project? Let me say. It's Breathe or Don't Forget to Breathe.
Breathe.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, really really great artist, really great guy. I checked out his event and there were some acts that I really fucked with on that lineup. Lex Lucent, Sundan was up there.
Yes.
So yeah,
okay, I know what you're
talking about. Yeah, so I did go to that event and I really enjoyed it. Now we did do a lot of traveling to DC over the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I finally got to see Zan Man.
I did not.
Oh, God.
Finally got season, man. So, you know, I was kind of hype about that. But we actually met a lot of, we got hip to a lot of DC artists in summer, too. Mm-hmm. Shout out Long Money Keys.
Shout out Squish.
Yes. Shout out.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Shout out Slam Huncho.
What's the other boy that we like?
You remember the guy's name, Marissa?
Hold on, I'm going to find it on my page.
It's Chef something.
Chef Jimmy?
No, girl.
No?
No.
Well, shout out Chef Jimmy, too.
Yes, we love him.
El Costo.
Yes! El Costo.
Shout out Black Fortune.
Yes.
He's a dope DC artist.
Definitely dope.
And
who's another one?
Shout out them niggas who had that, the special juice.
I don't know. Oh, shout out Smacky Chan for the lazy Smacky lemonade.
Smacky Chan. Oh, my God. Oh, that's lazy. Who it was. He has followed me.
Yeah.
I'm not getting no more shit around.
Man, look.
Shout out Gunu.
Shout out Gunu.
Shout out Gunu.
Gunu touched my ass when he was leaving out the building. He acted like he was scared to do it. That shit was funny as hell. This nigga Gunu, man, like
a funny ass man.
That is a strange ass nigga. But I fuck with Gunu.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Gunu. But yeah. What else has been? Oh, we have a new addition, you know, to the Black Hearts Club family.
Yes. Yes.
Drum roll, please. We now have a new artist.
Oh,
Cooley Carter.
Yeah, the real top op.
The realest top op you've ever fucking
Crest baby.
So yeah, new member of the Black Hearts Club family. You know that's our artist now.
Yes, shout out Cooley.
Shout out Cooley. We gotta get him on the show probably next episode.
Most likely, he needs to be one of the ones to kick it off.
Yeah. So. Well,
there you go. Our first guest.
There you go.
But y'all already knew this.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting into...
We're ready.
Why is everybody looking like this? I told them, for all the listeners, I told them that due to the fact that we're using my phone right now to record this podcast, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all.
Keep it a buck.
I'm unable to edit. You know what I'm saying? The voice memo, so everything that we say... We'll be going, you know, straight.
Save them to the internet. Oh,
straight from the internet. I mean, straight from the phone to the internet.
To Al Gore's internet.
So you guys are getting the raw, uncut version.
Right, so that means I gotta think before I speak.
For once in your lifetime, you have to think before you speak. But... The question that I have for all of y'all, and I want to hear an answer from each of you.
Oh my.
Oh God.
That's all for homework.
No, there's 3 months left in 2019.
All okay. Right.
Okay.
So my question, and it's not a hard question.
Oh, okay. Lord.
But the answer is going to be funny.
Okay.
I just want to know who
do
you all think will maintain their relevance in the next year?
It's okay. Only about four of them.
Artists. Not even event curators. We're just talking about artists.
Thank God.
Thank Jesus.
We're just talking about artists. I want to know who you all think made the most noise this year and who y'all think is going to carry that energy into next year.
Well, this isn't even me being biased, but the Road ACP.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Actually, okay. Yeah. Yeah. DCP definitely.
He made his noise.
Made noise this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm gonna say Naro. Mm.
Yeah, Naro.
And I say that because I actually had a conversation with him, the other day about just like how he goes about doing his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He means business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he really does mean business. He put his all in his shit.
You can tell.
And you can tell he does. His shit sounds really good.
It does sound good.
Radio.
My thing is, some people make a song,
mm-hmm.
get a little bit of clout,
mm-hmm.
and then they bite off that one song.
You better fucking say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they're not humble about it.
That's how you lose relevance, though. I feel like it's great to go viral. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. But don't be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
From that blow up, you should build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not try to hold on.
Not Lord, trying to get an amen. Glory to God. Out of it.
Hold on to that one song.
Yeah.
From that one blow up 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That was just a random number, you know.
Now, also, real quick, I do want to shout out Radio Ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We did over the summer do the Live in the Garden segment.
Yes.
With
yes.
all of our favorites. Now, that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't checked out the Live in the Garden Black Hearts Club collab, please go log on to your phone and get on Instagram.
And get on your BlackBerry, your Android.
Whatever you get on, you know, and go on Instagram to 757 Radio, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all the videos are up there. We picked out our favorite artists, you know, the ones we felt were making the most noise right now.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much gave them a segment.
You know who I think.
And a time to.
You asked the question that who's going to keep the most relevant. I think Trap Bel-Air is.
Yes.
I would agree.
For sure.
Yes.
Everybody, they're young, but I know everybody from female to male to old know that they are fucking hard as fuck.
They are. They are that.
Yes. And you can also check out their segment as well.
Shout out so Quay and Kidasia.
Yes, shout out to
Quay and Kidasia.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said Queen.
Same.
Oh. Yeah, but everybody log on to 757 Radio Instagram and check out their segments, you know. That was a really fun time. Like, I still have the footage for the vlog that was supposed to come from that day. So I'll put that video together maybe today. Jalecia wants to have an editing session. So maybe I'll go hang out with her and do that. But
that would be fun.
Yeah. But
my answer definitely. To that question, I would probably say Cooley as an easy answer and Lygee. He's one of those artists who consistently put in work. Like, over the summer, we got to see him perform at, what was that fest that we went to that was, like, outside?
Oh, Fuse Fest.
Yeah, Fuse Fest.
Shout out TWP.
So, and we also got to collaborate with them. So, like, we've been working this year. It's just been, like, low-key stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, we tried to...
The bottom steps.
Right. Like,
yeah, we did.
We tried to do a lot of community things. And also, we tried to reach out to, like, different cities and states this year so that we could prep ourselves for next year. If you guys been wondering, like, certain components weren't there this year, that's literally why, because we've just been doing little outreach type things.
Yeah, I want to shout out Mama D for that opportunity for letting us host the MC Olympics at Fuse Fest. That was a really fun time also.
They say you always find your way back home.
Yeah, you do.
That is our organization. Well, me, CJ, and Blessing. That is a very important organization.
That was our second home.
Second home.
Honestly. So,
But yeah, Lygee, like, for him to be such a young artist... He consistently works. He keeps that reach with his current fan base, and he also is one of those
that can pull in new.
Who pulls in very new people. Easily. And his music is great, so I would recommend him if you haven't.
He just turned 18, y'all.
I know, these right?
Young kids.
They finna get him.
Remember me?
I was your big sister for a long time. I've been waiting.
Child, that's exactly what they finna be saying. Niggas been waiting and learning.
Talking about, so you need a sugar mama?
Exactly. No.
Girl.
Listen, if you hear this, listen. Y'all need to stay the fuck away from that, but I don't care. He's still a child in my eyes.
Absolutely. Yes. Y'all need to stay away from Cooley, too.
Exactly. Yeah. While we're on that subject.
Oh, yeah, don't be DMing me talking about something. He cute.
I don't care.
Okay, bitch, and?
Okay. Fuck this cute, too.
Go stream his fucking music.
Go stream his music since he's so cute.
Make
go out to his
money.
Show if you want to see him.
And pay while you at it.
Right.
Yes.
But, yeah. Overprotect.
My God.
But yeah, I definitely agree. I think, no, somebody who I really think has tightened up and is just like buckling down on the business aspects of shit, D-Pow is really doing a good job of that. He's really done a good job with branding, business. I mean, really, I gotta give it to him.
Seriously. The way that he revived his fan base this year was really good. Like, that show he did that released his mixtape this summer, like, right before the summer.
I remember that one.
That was a really good show. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend.
It was good.
But, yeah, from what everybody told me that actually went, he was able to, like, revive that fan
he
base.
He did. He really did.
Everybody who went had a great time.
The branding is what
and,
I really
and
like.
Then even recently, like, him being able to reach his fans in a new way recently, I've been, like, seeing that and appreciating that, and I'm ready to see the growth.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And shout out to, also shout out to DTP and D-Pal.
DTP been working really, really hard this year.
They also performed at our DC show.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I just want to talk about the fact, if nobody else will say it, I will say it. Oh. Regina was in the building at that DC show. I don't give a fuck.
We really were.
We show our fucking ass. And we, even,
Okay, so this is where I kind of see the culture, not even culture, like the state differences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
You cannot lie or disagree that Virginia is very lit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we were the only lit people in that building.
Hell yeah.
That kind of, I'm not even going to lie, that kind of pissed me off.
It was bad.
Because I'm not talking shit. I'm not talking shit.
I know you're not.
I mean, it just is what it is. We showed our ass.
That's
and
all
we
support.
We supported our own.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that made a statement.
It did.
So in my opinion, that was a successful night.
Mm-hmm. It sure was.
For that reason. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So.
Included.
When the people from your area is pulling up and asking, you know, who is them niggas, I feel like, no tea, no shade, but I feel like the statement was made. So, I feel like it was a successful event in that instance.
Agree.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just being real. I'm just being real.
We turned shit up.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to do and continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yes. So what else, guys? What else?
I mean, that was my question for y'all.
What's the question?
And I think
we're sitting here laughing. Okay, I'm just going to tell. We're sitting here laughing because over the summer,
a lot has happened.
A lot has really happened.
Yeah.
And we're laughing because CJ has pulled up a video of somebody making weed infused brownies, what was it? Brownies,
it
cupcakes, whatever. But but over the summer, Blessing, Marissa, and I had our first experience with with edibles. Now let me just say this.
Lackluster.
We don't do drugs. We don't dabble in drugs. We don't smoke. All we do is drink. So for us, edibles, like, that was a big deal. A really big deal. And we were on our ass. Like,
I was traumatized.
Y'all were crying.
I'm
all I remember was being fucking tired. Like, I've never been able to not drive. Never. Y'all know, I'm even when I'm, like, kind of lit, I always make sure that I get together because everybody got to go to their places.
Nah, bro, them edibles take over your body, bro.
Sleep. And I remember just taking off my makeup and just like falling flat on the bed. That was one of the best sleeps I've ever had,
bro, because it takes over your body. Like, I don't even know how to explain this shit, and I'm never gonna do this shit ever again. Now mind you, these were the ones from DC. The ones from DC are different from the ones that are out here, like, that people make in their home. I don't know what they did to the ones in DC, but that shit did not feel like edibles. It felt like crack cocaine.
It did.
Crack cocaine is.
Not that I know how crack
feels. It looked like,
but this is just how
I
imagine crack to be based off how the people look who use it.
Shut up.
Now, I tell you, if you haven't seen the video, because I did a video on my experience, but niggas, like, we couldn't even function. We couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. We were seeing things, hearing things, feeling things. Like, people were laughing and crying.
With mine, it was just like when people would, because you know how we were walking up and down U Street?
Right.
Or sitting, should I say, in that one spot on U Street. I just remember men just, like, coming up to me, talking to me, but touching me. And I feel like that, the edible made it, like,
10 times more.
Touch, like, he's touching you. What are you gonna do about it? Like, it was like, it was telling me to, like,
do
spaz. Yeah, like, it was telling me to spaz, but I was like, no, I can't spaz. So, like, I was battling myself. Like, don't spaz.
Yeah. It's like a fucking internal
battle.
That shit is weird as fuck.
Everybody was just melting around me.
Yeah.
Bless
I looked in the mirror, my face was just falling off.
I'm not even gonna lie. I had to go to sleep because I thought I had, or we as a group, as murdered a, as someone.
A what? Yeah.
She thought
she
we thought killed Cooley.
She thought we killed Cooley. She thought we killed Cooley. Did he go to sleep or something?
He was sleep he in was the sleep closet.
Yeah, in the closet, yeah.
He
yeah.
was sleep in he, the
y'all
closet.
Y'all were probably so fucking annoying.
So my last...
He was high, too, off of fucking smoking a blunt.
So my last thought was like, I might as well get a good night's sleep on a nice bed.
Before I go to jail.
In the morning.
Oh my God.
I'm so weird.
And then this is the part that I will never forget, y'all. Uh-oh. And I just want to shout out Fish Scale. Because this man told me before we even did this that I need to chill the fuck out and calm the fuck down and stop dibbling and dabbling in shit that I don't have no business in.
Yeah.
He definitely told me that. But I did it anyway. Mm. We went to sleep. Mind you, we still high. The high lasted for a good 3 days. I wake up. These motherfuckers are screaming, running around the room, talking about it's a fucking rat in the bed.
What? Are you serious?
Blessing.
Oh, yes. What?
What?
What rat? Oh, I could have swore it was a rat in the bed.
It was a rat in the bed.
It was a rat.
I could have swore it came from the roof.
A real rat?
I could have swore it was a rat, guys.
A orange and green.
A skirt scurrying about.
And then, so I'm mad as a bitch because at this point it's Monday and we still all got to go to work.
Oh, yes.
So I'm mad as hell.
Like, we have Blessing in the back. Me and Blessing in the back, like,
we're driving
every 5 minutes.
Y'all, we're driving down the road, and I thought I was driving perfectly fine. I still to this day think I was driving perfectly fine.
I don't
they
know
were
or not. I literally
they
don't
were just
know
randomly screaming my name, talking about some. I'm driving down the road. These motherfuckers in the back, she's talking about some. And I'm like, bro, what? Like, what the fuck is y'all yelling?
Listen. Me and Blessing were so fucking high. We kept looking out, and Blessing would be like, Blessing would tap me and be like, Marissa. Marissa, are we swerving? Oh, that car looks really close. And then I'll be like, oh shit, I don't know. And then I'll be like, Chrissy, are you okay?
Yes.
And Chrissy be like, what? She be like, yeah, what are you talking about? She was talking with such a straight face that I was like, bitch, like, have some fucking emotion.
Right.
I was so scared.
I was like, so lost, bro.
She was like, What?
I'm fine.
But her voice wasn't even really moving octaves. What? It was like, and I was like, bitch, are you alive? Are you awake?
I was scared.
But yeah, like, all three of us, we went straight to work like some dumbasses. Oh, yeah.
Bro. And my hair was like knotted up in a ball.
What? Blessing had on this white crop top and these
that I wore black before.
These black booty shorts.
Oh my goodness.
And her felines. It went right her ass into her jaw.
I said, I'm sorry, P. I had a rough night.
And bitch, I went to work and at my job they play music the whole day. But listen, y'all, like when we woke up and went to the car, it sounded like every song was playing twice. And I don't know if it's because I remember beat patterns or something. So that shit triggered my brain. But when we were in the car, I was like, why is Chrissy playing every song twice? Then once I got to work, I was like, oh shit, it wasn't Chrissy because every song is playing twice here too. So I was like, I was just pissed. I was ready for that shit to be out of my system. It really didn't get out of our system till like Wednesday, Thursday. We were fully like cleared out. But like over the days, like it faded and we just felt weird. But we weren't like high, but we just felt
it
weird.
Was after effects, bro. If you got anxiety, please don't do these fucking edibles. I swear to God.
Please,
I went home. I ain't gonna talk about my work experience because y'all don't even know where the fuck I work. Y'all gonna get me fired. But I went home, and when I got home, I was the only one there. It was dark as fuck, and I was the only person there, bro. Scoozy called me and was talking to me about ghosts. Okay. He was talking to me about Yorktown and how, like,
yes, Yorktown.
Yeah, and how it's like a haunted place and shit. Bro, when I tell you I was seeing shit, feeling shit, I was hearing shit. It was to the point where I'm like, bro, we gotta talk about something else. Cause like I know I'm tripping, but it's still happening. So it's just like, I don't wanna talk about this shit. Like, it was too much, bro. It was too much. Never in my life.
Never.
And I, ever since that day, like, I'm good on everything. I don't want to try nothing.
Put the drugs down, kids.
Yeah.
Hashtag don't do drugs.
Hashtag don't overdose. Do drugs. Hashtag don't so good.
Don't so good.
It took his life.
So that thing about it only did it twice.
Okay. One time about it only did it once.
And it almost took our life. Yeah. Yo, shout out to Fish Girl and Harsh. They got reposted by Pusha T over the summer.
Oh, that that was great.
Shout out to them. They over there doing their thing. This nigga Fish all the way in L.A.
Right. Oh. And speaking of that, what other music has everybody been listening to? I've been on a little bit of an R&B kick lately.
Y'all already know I just listen to old school, and then put me onto the new music.
Like, I've been listening to Summer Walker's album and Ari Lennox's last album, and then as far as local music,
did you check out that one girl? Kay, her project.
Kay,
it's on the website. The one that showed y'all that video.
I watched her video though.
That shit was hard though, right?
Yes, I really like the video and the song. Well, but Danny, he just came out with like a song video.
Shout out Danny 456.
I've been listening to like a lot of Young Nudy as usual. Yeah. That's not a surprise.
Oh, people came out with projects over this. Well, not projects, but just like
singles,
and little stuff. Singles and shit, videos. People been dropping a lot of videos. Cooley dropped one. Oh
my gosh! Shout out Frankie.
Yeah, shout out Frankie. He did his thing on that one.
Yeah.
The Still Savage video came out.
I'm still savage.
I can't even help it. I'm still savage.
You know how it's gotta be like a person or a station that pushes that fucking song? Chrissy was the fucking person. I swear, nobody. Certain people would listen to that shit. I'm not gonna say nobody because his core audience would. But other people wouldn't listen to that shit.
Okay, first of all, I was at the video shoot. When I first heard the song, I was like, yo, what is this, bro? Like, this shit is fucking hard. And the part that I liked was the part where he was like, gangster shit, all I saw, savage shit, all I know. Like, that's the part where I was like, okay, this shit is a hit. But yeah, I need that song to be pushed to the masses. But I've done my part, so...
CJ been listening to Gunna.
I love Gunna. I've been listening to Gunna. Yes, of course. I've also been listening to a lot of Fall Out Boy and Linkin Park. My faves. I've also been listening to Lil Durk.
Okay.
And shout out Blessing Suki Hana.
Okay.
Yes. I've been listening to. Of course, Yachty, and then I've been listening to Young Thug.
So much fun.
So much fun.
Okay.
Let's see.
That was a good summer soundtrack.
I've been listening to Melanie Martinez.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Melanie. She had her concert yesterday in Richmond.
We were ineligible.
to participate.
We were ineligible.
I've been listening to a lot of Rico Nasty and Janae Aiko too. And Paramore. And goddamn Florence and the Machine.
I'm gonna add Paramore back to my what do they call? I was about to say lineup.
My last one, I'm sorry. Can't forget him, Roddy Ricch. The end.
Girl, that's your babe.
You know, it's Roddy Ricch and Gunna. I swear one of them better be on Something in the Water.
Yeah,
I've been finding a lot of like DC artists in my playlist a lot.
Yes.
So a lot of Zan Man, Young Manny, Gunu, Lil Dude.
I love IDK.
Yes. Oh.
Oh yeah.
He
gave me a kiss on my forehead.
He did. I saw it.
Something you said reminded me about something that we did not talk about.
Register
to vote, friends.
Yeah, that was also great. Everybody needs to register to vote. But that's not what it was. It was something about
one
more.
They missed one of the deadlines by now.
But it escapes me. Dang.
IDK.
No, she said
Roddy Rich Gun or something in the water.
So what did he say before them? Somebody else.
Young Thug, Paramore? So Much Fun, Paramore, before Linkin that. Park,
Florence and the Machine.
Florence Machine.
No, he said somebody else. Oh well, I'll think of it later.
Please do.
It was something important that happened that we did over. Oh.
Party?
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. Let's talk about the pool party.
Oh, my God.
Well, the part something that we can remember. So, DTP, by accident, ended up performing at this pool party that we went to. And I just want to say, DTP is a really great performer.
He really is.
Because I've never seen nobody do a backflip.
He did a backflip.
Judo flip.
What the fuck? Backflip? Who did that?
He did do some kicking.
You need
shit.
To go on Jaleesi's story and look at what he did last night.
Yo, what?
You need to go on Jaleesi.com.
I seen him do this.
Yeah,
no, he did some freaking.
I did not. I was there and I did not see that.
Kickflip.
I don't even know what you want to call that move, but that's yeah, wild. This man be doing some wild shit on stage. So shout out to him and his performance skills. Have y'all seen that new rap show?
That is my show.
Your show.
You see it? You see it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So let me have the phone. Let me try to describe to the listeners
what this looks like.
This man is doing. You see what I mean? Yes, he's kicking his leg up, but he's like flipping in the air, but not off the ground completely.
He's like swinging his arms.
Yeah. So it's like,
what the hell? The Last Airbender.
Yes.
So your favorite rapper's lyrics.
Oh my goodness!
Rap show with Chance and Cardi B and T.I. Yeah, I walked in the house and my dad was looking at it.
Oh, me and dad
that's
can talk about it.
It's not a great representation of rap.
I mean, I feel it's like not. Chance and T.I., yes, but
Cardi B,
no.
No, thank you, friends.
And we only put her up there because...
For her money.
Ratings.
Yeah.
The ratings. Like as far as like what she talks about, like as far as the money aspect, I feel like she's good for that. But she can't talk about nothing else because she ain't good at
I mean, she for
else.
Sure can't talk about anybody's writing because let's be clear.
She don't
write her shit.
Exactly. So, it just is what it is. But the show was actually pretty good. I found some artists that I really like up there. I went and followed them and shit.
That's good.
Shout out London B.
I like her.
I
like the little girl too, Beans.
Beans? You don't know about Beans?
Beans?
What about her?
She got kicked.
Oh, she's not out there no more? Oh, damn. Probably because of her attitude, though. Beans wouldn't come out of her shell enough.
She wouldn't. And she was so stuck in, I come out when this and this and this. No, you need to come out now because your opportunity is now.
Yeah, Beans was, like, in her own head too much, and she was just too pressed on being, like, this hard-ass bitch that she didn't really allow the judges to connect with her.
She didn't have to be that. So. But they put her against the right one because he knocked that ass out the park. Flawless.
Oh yeah, I followed him.
He's hard as a bitch.
Yeah, I feel like we should all start watching that show so we can talk about it on here.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Y'all would like it a lot. Bless him like a reality show.
Oh, it's a reality show.
It's like American Idol for rap.
I don't know.
But yeah, ending notes. I don't know what's coming up this week. Probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
We will be volunteering.
Oh yes, is that Wednesday?
That's already this week.
Origami. No, it's Halloween.
I'm excited.
But
I love
if you all would like to volunteer,
DM the page.
Please DM the page. We'll be volunteering at Origami's Halloween party for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
turning up after.
I will be inside turning up after.
Absolutely.
Let's get chocolate wasted.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Let me get white girl wasted.
If you would like to volunteer with the gang and turn up with the gang after, please DM the Black Hearts Club page.
Yes.
We are not doing a Halloween party this year. We are volunteering this year.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all we've been doing this year is volunteering.
Yeah, that's the motto of this year, bitch.
Volunteering. So we will come back.
Giving back to the community.
With Naughty List 2, which will also be more charity involved with that.
Yes.
But, yeah, we're going to turn up for Halloween, but we're going to give back first.
We're going to give back first.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, catch us at Origami all Halloween.
Yay.
Any final words?
Well,
don't do coke.
Yeah. Coke is not
more sniff.
A joke.
Listen, we just said oh, no coke.
Don't do coke. But more sniff.
I mean, but you
more
can,
sniff.
Yeah. I wish y'all could see this.
Y'all follow us on Instagram at Black Hearts Club. That's no A in black. And Twitter at Black Hearts Club. Again, no A in black. Follow us on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Did
you just say
that? I did say that. So follow us.
Scoozy.
Also, check out the Black Hearts Club blog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is blackheartsclub.com. Again, no A in black.
No A in black.
And you can follow us on Instagram. Mine is Cozy Rissa.
It's Gnarly CJ.
Mine is XBVPX, or you can just type in Baby Blessing and it'll pop up.
And mine is Baby Blackheart. That's no A in baby. I don't know what I got against A's, but yeah. There's no A in all my shit. But Baby Blackheart. So, yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.